Let's get this shit started. Oh, man. I'm going to have to fucking... Oh, why does this have cat hair on it? Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
I'm going to throw those chairs away.
Do what you want. Don't throw the cat away.
Only thing... What, am I supposed to kill her, Aaron?
Yeah.
No.
You're more than welcome to... No one will care. No one will care. You want me to take it? You want me to do the deed for you? Huh? You want me to do the deed for you? No? Okay. Just casually talking about killing a cat. Killing a cat. Fucking cat sucks. Mom.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm all right. No complaints.
It's cold, baby.
It is cold, cold, cold.
Welcome to Waterbuck. Let me turn it up. Welcome to Waterbuck Boulevard, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Aaron Coleman, and I'm here with Cynthia Coleman.
Yeah. What's up with me? Every fucking thing in this house is breaking.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's like, get a match.
Yeah. Whoop. No. Get a match. No.
It's just, you know what? And you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't, because it costs so much, the upkeep of a house.
However, I don't think
it's cheaper to have a mortgage than it is to go out there and take that same money and rent something. Absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Well,
most one-bedroom apartments are going for $1,800. A house like this probably costs $3,500 to $4,000 to rent.
To rent?
To rent. Absolutely.
Now you have multiple people staying here.
Well, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very traumatic. Well, not traumatic, or it's been pretty crazy this week.
I think in a perfect world, I would sell this house get one that was completely rehabbed. Like, no. Kind of start from new.
No.
What do you mean no? I mean no.
Why sell the house? Why not? If in a perfect world, you would buy a new house and then just get this one redone and then resell it. And then sell it. You wouldn't sell it as is. Or keep it.
Well, you can't do one without the other.
What do you mean?
I can't buy a house unless I sell this house.
That's not true. You can have multiple houses.
You can have multiple houses, but you need money.
Yeah.
Money, money. Everything is about money.
Oh, it's almost like... Never mind.
Yeah. I'm thinking if I had about $50,000 to invest in this house...
It's not enough.
It is.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
I think so.
All right.
That's just my opinion.
Listen. What
the fuck? But that's, I mean, it's here nor there. Listen, the housing market is crazy.
Are the houses going up or down?
The cost is going up.
However, is there another collapse?
So ever since COVID, the cost of housing has doubled and tripled.
Really?
And there hasn't been any recession of that. The only small reprieve is after COVID, they were asking for 3 times the rent for security. So that means if the apartment is $2,000, the security deposit is $6,000 plus a month's rent, that's $8,000 to move into an apartment and or a house. Or who has that kind of money? So that's why part of the reason homelessness has increased by 18%.
I think roommates are going to start to be more frequent.
So actually, renting rooms is actually not legal in most places. So if
you don't have to tell nobody.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying that if you do it, it would be under the, you know, under the radar.
Why is that?
It's just the laws, the way they are.
It's so weird that some laws are a thing and some
like
laws
rooming
aren't.
Houses are not legal.
Like squatters have rights, but
they have a lot of rights.
Yeah, but like I can't rent my room, a room in my house.
Exactly, it's crazy.
Like it's weird.
Yeah.
Well,
so the laws, rental laws, are on the side of the renters and not the landlords, especially in New Jersey.
Really? Especially in New Jersey?
Mm-hmm. Don't you remember when the people in your grandmother's house, the lady, she reached out to me about rent to own, this guy she knew, and then the guy sent the money to her, and I had to damn near threaten her to get the money.
Oh,
yeah, and then he stopped paying rent, and
I remember the shit with the dude at Pond.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then
was Grandma's house.
Yes, and then the that was part of her estate. And then they had the dogs in the garage, garage. They pissed. I mean, it took us 6 months to get him out. We had to finally take him to court because he wouldn't leave. Yeah, it can be, and you figure if you're not getting any money, you have a mortgage on that house. So, I mean, that could put you into foreclosure. It's, it just so happened that that house was paid for. So.
How did you eventually sold the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But we had to take him to court to get him out of there.
And he eventually had left.
Yeah, we finally got the court order. But it took about 6 months.
Really?
And I don't know if you remember, that
we
went to the house.
I remember he would drop off the money sometimes.
Well, that was in the beginning. That was in the beginning. That's the first guy. This is the second guy.
Oh, there was another guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there was somebody living in it when Grandma died.
Okay.
And I think
and then a guy moved the stuff in.
And then, yes, that's the second guy.
Yeah,
but
that's the
first
guy
we...
I didn't know there was a first guy.
Yeah, so she had a tenant. And then his wife died, and he got caught up with his rent, and then he stopped paying it again. So I'm thinking we had to take him to court to get him out. And then she had work done on it to get it sold, had all the work done, and then that's how the second guy came in.
How did that happen? Because I remember we went there, and he was just, his stuff was just in the house. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like who facilitated
that? I remember, and if you don't remember, we called the cops
to
get him out. And this is what they tell you. It's not a criminal issue. It's a civil issue, and you have to take him to court.
So he was a squatter.
Essentially, well.
Did you know him beforehand?
No.
Yeah, so he was a squatter. What made him think that was okay to just
Because I think him and she was called the real estate queen. She was from Sicklerville. So I think they were in cahoots together.
First of all, anybody named the real estate queen, why would you do business with somebody like that? Yeah.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
I'm pretty sure you never spoke to her again, huh?
No, I mean, I had to threaten her to get the money that he gave to her.
Why
which should have
do
come
that?
To I don't because people
no,
are scammers.
Not yeah, but like people don't see the value in doing good business. I feel I would be way happier if like I could tell a customer that I can't do something because it's beyond my capabilities than to fuck them over. And then I would like to at least have a reputation of that I am like 90 to 80% good on my word and the business that I do with people. Like, I don't understand how people like I don't understand. Like, dog, if you like, if like you're a mechanic or a contractor or a real estate agent or any of those things where you're like, the word of mouth of your reputation is aligned with your business, then why not just do and good business? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but it's so hard to find people who do good business. It's kind of like,
why is it people's nature to fuck people know. Over?
It's like Maddie was a good mechanic. I don't know if I'll ever find a mechanic like him.
Twin moved.
Yep.
I mean, for the better. Happy for him. But
you got. I don't care what we're talking about. 20% of the people, you know, I say this all the time, are going to be good, upstanding business people. Then you have 60% who are mediocre, and then you have the bottom 20% who are shit. I don't care what we're talking about. Business, friends, it usually applies. So you got a handful of good people. Yeah, kind of a lot of people who are mediocre business, mediocre workers,
questionable.
Mediocre friends.
Questionable.
Yeah, and then you have that bottom 20 who are shit.
That's a good ratio.
It is. It's not a good ratio.
No, because but that, you only, no, I think that's a pro. I think that's a good ratio to describe it.
Yes,
I
would absolutely.
Agree. I would agree.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty good ratio. I mean, that 20 good might be. You might be being generous with that. I would say 15 or 10, but that's neither here or there.
You know, even with the giving mobile, we were doing the whole Wawa thing. Then the person calls up and says, you're not going to do that anymore. No forewarning. Like, the next time it's over. Like, you never thought that taking that resource away of food.
When did that happen?
Week before last.
And they never explained. There were no explanation.
They were revamping.
What the fuck does that mean?
Exactly. But my thing is, we're all entitled to do what you're going to do. It's just kind of with the 609 and the guy who was cooking. He tells them on a Monday that on Friday he's done. That is bad business. I don't care what kind of business it is. You always should give people sufficient notice. Yes. To make other arrangements. Make other arrangements.
Would you say if I did that exact same thing, the O2 safe one day? Had I left.
Even if they're a shitty company, you have an obligation to give.
Obligation?
Yes, to give sufficient notice.
No.
Yes, you do. No. So that they can at least have an opportunity to find somebody to replace your job. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, but so what? But if the place is shit, then it's like,
two wrongs don't make a right.
But you gotta understand, some people don't see it like that.
I know some people don't. But
some people, that they feel like they don't deserve that courtesy.
That's good business.
That's not good business. And you leaving like that in the long run, and it don't even like affect you, because I'm never coming back here.
It doesn't affect you, but it does affect them. Here, and guess
hold,
what?
Listen.
You should never burn your bridges. So you don't know that you will never.
If it's a bridge, you do not know that
you will never have to go back to work for O2 Safe Solution or get a reference from them.
I'm never going back there. And I shouldn't burn bridges. I made plenty of friends who work there who like me. And they will give me a reference. I don't need that place. It's on there. It's on my resume.
Yeah, I believe that.
But I don't. I'm never crossing that bridge again.
Okay.
I talked to Kenny. He tells me it's still shit.
I mean, but you've done what you were supposed. You gave a 2-week notice.
Yeah.
But- yeah. So you didn't burn that bridge. So they can give you, and let me tell you something, a lot of jobs, when they have shitty people and they want to get rid of them, they will give them a good recommendation so they can get them out their house. It happens all the time.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
That does not. When the fuck does that happen?
That's how you get a person who is not a good employee who is going from job to job to job. It's the same reason with these nurses that do fucked up shit, and they just want to get them. Yes, they want to get them out of the hospital.
Oh, I thought you. So they thought you were talking about that lady in North Carolina.
Which one is this now?
Okay. You were talking about something different.
No, I'm just talking about in general. It happened.
No, this had nothing to do with moving them around. This lady was breaking children's bones. Yeah.
Yes, and it was in a hospital of color.
Yeah, a black babies apparently. Yes. I didn't see that headline. People in the comments kept saying that, and I'm like, I don't see that as the headline.
So
anywhere.
I heard it on the radio. So actually, what happened? There was a nurse who worked in the, I believe, the NICU.
Nigga.
And
bro,
the babies were coming up with broken bones.
Dog.
And I guess they tried to get evidence, but it didn't sound like they did. So they suspended her.
Which I don't fucking understand.
With pay, which to me is fucked up. For a year. And then they let her come back to work. And it started all over again.
Really? I didn't see that part.
Yes.
So she left, came back.
They suspended her for a year with pay. Hold on. And then she came back. And it started all over again. So they let her go. What's the name of the hospital?
Ex-nurse arrested in NI. Oh, NICU.
NICU.
NICU, mm-hmm. Baby. Oh, Virginia. This was in Virginia. This lady has the most punchable face
ever.
Do
you know her?
Erin Elizabeth Ann Stroman.
Stroutman. So is she white?
Yeah, she's a white woman. Yeah. While there's been an arrest for one person for allegedly inflicting injury on a single victim, I would emphasize that this is an ongoing investigation spanning multiple offenses committed in both 2023 and 2024.
Oh, this is recent.
Yeah. We initiated a thorough internal investigation, informed the families, and notified the proper authorities and regulatory agencies. 7 days after they were... So the reason they found out is because the family was like, yeah, there's something wrong with my child. And they went back to the hospital and was like, yeah, there's a bruise and it looks broken. One of the legs. What possesses someone to do something like that?
Such a sadistic.
That is disgusting. Like what would possess someone to break the bone of a newborn child?
I bet you she was a victim of abuse herself.
What the?
It never justifies it, but that's usually what happens. And you know what's so crazy? Baby's bones are much softer than your eye.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
To break them, like, yeah. That's crazy.
It says that she waited until infants were left alone in the hospital before attacking. Witnesses testified during her 2023 trial. She killed. Oh no! This is no. Sorry. This is. They're saying that this is a liking to another case in a British serial killer. Sorry. Yeah. Even so, it's like, bro. Like what?
Yeah. Just
like who does shit like that? Like that's nuts. Dude, if she gets found guilty, well, even she's in jail.
Is she
right?
On trial now?
She's not on trial, but she's definitely in jail. And if, she's probably not having a good time, I would imagine.
Oh, she won't. Yeah, you know, pedophiles and child abusers are like at the bottom of the barrel in the prison system.
Yeah, so. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
But I think the real controversy is that it was a black hospital, and that because it was a black hospital, they believe that it went on much longer than it would have
probably if
it had been a white institution, because, you know, it's only black babies.
Well, I hope she's gonna get what's coming to her.
I hope so.
So, we already been talking about a bunch of stuff, but one of the biggest things that happened this week was the fires out in LA.
And now there's 16 people. Originally there were only two people dead. Now they're 16.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Mike showed me sent that picture of the fire watch, which is a crazy thing to have. And
so apparently,
hold on, where is it at? Where the
fuck in California, they have a program where, and actually I've seen a movie like this, where they take inmates and they teach them how to be firefighters.
Yeah.
And they actually have a group out there fighting the fires. What I read was they get paid like $5 an hour, which kind of sucks, because why not let them make money so that when they do get out of jail, they can be more successful?
Because
what?
Because prison is not a form of rehabilitation. But
it should be.
Yeah, but they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. And I don't know. I don't know if any fire stations would take on a criminal. There's that whole thing.
But they're out there fighting fires.
So
they would have proved themselves.
That doesn't mean that they want a criminal, someone with a criminal past. I'm telling you what might be the reason why they wouldn't do that type of stuff. Listen,
there are places that, well, our country hires convicted felons, because our president is a felon.
Well, that's going to get swept under the rug. That's different, bro.
But it's a fact. We know that it has special circumstances. It will not be treated like any other convicted felon.
Mom,
but
white, rich.
Yes.
So,
did you see the thing about, now that we're talking about our upcoming new president, the whole thing about him and Obama at Jimmy Carter's funeral? Now, I watched it. To me, I didn't think it was such a big deal.
I didn't think it was a big deal either.
They just take things and run with it.
I think it's the space of the internet and how it reacts to everything. Like, they know how to be presentable in front of a camera. So they were probably making small talk.
It
was probably making small talk.
And listen, President Carter was 100. He lived a good life. Like,
what does that have to do with Obama?
I mean, it's not like they were at a funeral of a baby or a kid or some tragic accident. This is somebody who lived a good life.
Yeah, they rode his ass out there to have him vote all for nothing. They could have kept his ass home.
I read somewhere where it said, "Oh, they probably actually like each other." I don't know if that's true, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah. As far as the fires go, the pictures.
Crazy.
And I know you saw that clip with Joe Rogan talking about him talking. It was like a year ago. Him talking to a firefighter.
No,
a
firefighter, I didn't see that.
And a firefighter. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Tell me some of the things you saw with the fire. Like, I mean, it's bad. But did you see anything in particular?
Well, I know the air quality is very bad. People are having to wear gas masks to protect their breathing. And, you know, there was this one guy that they interviewed, and he didn't think it was real. And his wife was trying to get him to evacuate. And finally he realized this is real.
Yeah.
And they evacuated, and then when he went back, the house was gone.
Yeah.
It's just going to burn Starman once. This is one of the reasons it freaked me out. And he was telling me, he goes, dude, one day, he goes, it's just going to be the right wind and fire is going to start in the right place. And it's going to burn through L.A. all the way to the ocean. And there's not a fucking thing we can do about it. I go, really? He goes, yeah, we just get lucky. He goes, we get lucky with the wind. The wind hits the wrong way, it's just going to burn straight through L.A. And there's not going to be a thing we can do about it. Because these fires are so big, dude. When they're talking about like thousands of acres that are burning simultaneously with like 40 mile an hour winds. And the wind's just blowing embers through the air, and those embers are landing on roofs, and those houses are going up, and they're landing on bushes, and those bushes are going up, and everything's dry. And once it happens in a way where it's so spread out that there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, you just have to evacuate.
So the reason I find that to be very important is because there is a big talk about the funding being taken away from firefighters and stuff like that. But if what he's saying is true, I don't know if there's any type of amount of money that would have helped stop. Because basically, the fire that he's describing that's happening now, it's basically a chain reaction. It's just the wind is pushing the fire and the embers are hitting things mm-hmm. further out, and the fire's just moving like it's a wave.
Jumping from
it's like a it's like an annihilation wave.
Yeah.
It's just
and it seemed like it had kind of quieted down, but now the winds are up again. So
yeah, and then I can't find that picture Mike sent. He might have deleted it for some reason from the chat. But he had a picture where he was in the middle of four different fires or five different fires.
He himself?
Yes. Michael put a picture in our chat, and it was called Firewatch. And it was all the fires are named something different. And he's like right in the middle of it. But he's like, I'm assuming these fires are far away from him. But yeah, I mean, there's another clip where this first started, where the mayor got questioned about this. Hold on, let me find it. I fucking bookmarked it. But it's sad, man.
Scary.
It says Los Angeles mayor
apology for being absent while their homes were burning. Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor?
Oh.
Have you nothing to say today?
Yeah.
Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today?
Where
Elon
is
Musk
this at?
Says that you're utterly
California.
Incompetent.
The mayor
are you considering your
the mayor of Los Angeles freezes up when a reporter put her on blast for her policies, including cutting the fire department budget by $17 million. It would have been $18 million, but she didn't get her way. There's a bunch of stuff going on. They're also blaming the new some new fire chief that wanted to do like a DEI diversity equity. It's some weird. It's some diversity type of thing. And I don't think none of that shit matters, bro. What is the safest possible way to put out fires, the most effective way to put out fires? That is the main, that should be your main concern if that is a thing out there. Jersey, the East Coast does not have a problem. Well, global warming is a thing, so we haven't had super crazy blizzards, but we don't deal with many people dying now because salt, roads get salted, they get plowed.
And we power, get rain.
Our infrastructure is good enough so the power doesn't go out during the freezing cold. Like, these are things we've done to make sure that our side of the country is good with whatever natural disaster. I mean, we get hurricanes, but we don't get them that often. And we haven't got one like the one that happened last year that was crazy. But y'all deal with forest fires and shit. Like, that should be a main thing for y'all to, like, be able to extinguish those fires as fast as possible.
Does a fire burn cement?
Can it?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It probably can. But,
like, I'm just trying to think of what kind of structure position would make it less susceptible to fire.
To say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster. No apology for them.
She literally has nothing to say.
Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
No comment.
And she's not saying nothing. Now she's walking through the...
What, is she at the airport?
Yeah, I think so.
Madam Mayor, just a few words for the citizens today as you return to deal with the catastrophe.
Yeah, she basically ran. Yeah, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Another thing that was going on during this whole thing was some dude got caught with a flamethrower and they got his ass. I don't know if he started one of the fires, but I don't think that was a good idea to be running around with a flamethrower.
There was talk of an arsonist.
Yeah. And then the other thing that happened that I think I'm actually on the other side of this. People were clowning some celebrities because they were saddened that their homes were burned up, and it's like, I think that's kind of insensitive.
It
because
is. It's an ultimate violation.
Because not only that, like, yeah, like a lot of people are struggling today, especially in this economy. But some of these people, they worked hard for what they had.
Exactly.
And to see it all go up in smoke, it's kind of fucked up to just be like, oh, well, you're rich. Well, you don't know how rich I am. And two, this could have been my dream home. This could have been my only home. And yeah, now,
a lot of couldas.
And now it's gone. And the fact, and then on top of that, who's to say that that home that got was up in flames didn't have all our sentimental stuff, our family pictures, our heirlooms and shit like that.
And
like,
that's the thing, when the fire is raging, you should not go back for that stuff. And honestly, in this day and age of technology, wouldn't you have pictures on your phone?
I do like physical shit.
Yeah,
I think physical shit is still the way to go because you could always just, you can put it in a book. I think the phone, I think you should do both. You should have a phone, you should have a digital thing because you could just go to you can just go to like a Walgreens or something and get them developed. What's wrong?
My eye acts up every now and then.
Oh. You need some ibuprofen?
No, I'll put my drops in.
Well, yeah, it's super fucked up. It's bad out there, man. It's a lot of people don't have any place to go. So many people are without homes. Like, they lost everything.
And the homelessness in Los Angeles is crazy as it is. Yep.
Like,
and it's kind of like Katrina. How do you come back from that?
I don't know. I wonder, I mean, New Orleans came back. I mean, it took them a long time, but this is different. I mean, this is
Is it different?
No, this isn't different. This still got to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to rebuild.
You got the issues, how the all this damage is impacts the insurance system.
Oh, and the insurance companies that fucking State Farm, pieces of shit, I believe, right? It was State Farm that got rid of a bunch of people's insurance policies.
What, they just took them off?
Yeah, they ended them.
Why?
Oh, they terminated them. Oh, no one knows.
When was this?
Right when the fire started.
Oh. Wow.
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's this.
That's awful.
That's fucked up. This fire thing. These fires are spooky as fuck, and it's a lot.
I wonder how they plan for a natural disaster, or insurance company.
A natural disaster?
Like, how do they cover that financially? And usually, even with FEMA, that's usually a loan. It's not a grant where you're given money. So you still have to pay it back.
And then, yeah. Either way, man. Prayers to everybody, because it's the year is just starting, and we already got this fucking catastrophe going.
Yeah. We're only 12 days in.
What the fuck? I'm trying to find something, because in the midst of all this, there was a young lady who decided that this would be a great opportunity. This would be a great opportunity to sell some stuff. What the fuck? I'm trying to find it. God damn it.
So is she monopolizing on the fire? The tragedy of the fire?
Yes and no. It's more of a conversation of just being extremely tone deaf. What the fuck? Where is it at? Come on, Aaron. Can I find it? Where the fuck is it at? You know what? Never mind. I can't find it. Basically, you know the lady Drea Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Drea, she fucking launched a new air purifier.
When?
Like 2 or 3 days after the fire.
Oh my God.
And she even mentions it in her post. Yeah, and I don't know. Like, it's like sometimes I be thinking, like, yeah, did she not think this through before you actually did it? And how insensitive?
All she saw was dollar signs.
Like, insane.
Let's jump on it.
Yeah, it's insane. The other one.
I wouldn't buy it from her.
The other one was Tina Knowles. She was like, oh my God. One of my Malibu homes, one of my homes in Malibu was destroyed in a fire. It's like, bro, you have another home. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's different.
I understand. Like, sometimes you
And she's married to an actor, right?
Who?
Tina Knowles.
Oh.
She is. I forget what his name is.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. I think so. Oh, shit. Fuck. Well, listen, man, this is the beginning of the year. There's no telling what's going to happen. Homeboy still isn't even in office yet. We got a long way to go. This year is going to feel like a long haul, honestly. Listen, we just got to stick together and just pray, man. And hopefully the world doesn't come crashing down on us.
Oh, God, when you type in her name, it comes up Malibu Home.
Who?
Tina Knowles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she don't be in the
movie. Yeah, her husband is Richard Lawson.
I don't know who that is.
You do.
No, I don't. Don't.
Look, you know who it is.
Oh, let me see. Oh, that's her husband?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. They make a good couple. He's in a bunch of Tyler Perry movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Where are we going to move on to? Oh, we can move on. On the lighter note, as far as the weather goes, Atlanta got some snow, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to act out there. Seems like the only people who knew how to act were fucking our niece and nephew, and they knew what to expect. But I always wondered, like, if it snowed out in like Alabama, would they have coats out there? They're like, would they even think to get like a North Face?
Well, I don't think they would need a North Face, but in Alabama,
yeah.
Are there mountains in Alabama?
Yeah, there are mountains.
So in those areas, yes.
But they don't get snow at all, is what I'm saying. Or Mississippi, because it's so hot.
Well, it just snowed in Dallas.
It did? Mm-hmm. It snowed in Dallas, too?
Yep.
Has it ever snowed in Dallas?
Yes.
Really? They're saying that it snowed.
Two times that I went to Dallas, it snowed.
They said that it snowed, the last time it snowed in Atlanta was 10 years ago, and the last time it didn't stick. And this time it's sticking. They had a block party, some of these people. Like, they were having fun.
Why not make the best of it? I'm sure the city was shut down, though.
I don't know.
Because they don't have salt. They don't have sand.
I should have asked Justice how it was out
shut
there.
Shut down.
You didn't see the video of the dude on the sled, and they were pulling him, and then dogs started chasing them?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. How many inches did they get?
Probably like 3, I think.
Okay.
It's not bad.
No.
Yeah, but it looked slushy. It didn't look like it was turning into ice, so, I mean.
And you know what? I'm sure there are a lot of northerners up there who really know how.
Down there.
Yeah, who really know how to handle the snow.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine, but.
No, they won't be fine because most of the people don't know, but they'll be fine.
They'll be fine. It'll probably, the temperature will go back up and then that snow will melt pretty fast. I seen one kid get put on the fucking ski mask and jump off his porch into some snow. That shit was funny. They look like they're having a ball. It's the complete opposite. Like, California's on fire right now and then fucking, Atlanta is fucking
frozen. It's 35
frozen.
Degrees in Atlanta right now. And in Jersey, it's 32.
Jesus Christ. I seen a lot of videos. Somebody was like, y'all niggas up north need to come get y'all weather.
Yeah.
Like, we can go pick that shit up.
Raleigh, North Carolina, 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the East Coast, basically. Kinda. Yeah.
What else happened? Speaking of Trump, your boy wants to fucking turn the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf of America. The sea?
He wants to change the name?
Yeah.
Why do they do... Did you know that... one of the figures on Mount... what is it called? Mount Rushmore? The name was changed, and now they want to change it back. Obama changed it, and now they want to change it back.
Like, what the what?
Mount Rushmore, one of the, I don't know. But Obama changed it, and now they want to change it back. Like, why is that important?
I don't know.
That kind of stuff, when... You're doing
but this nigga,
the presidency.
Why is
that important?
I don't know, but Donald Trump, he don't like nothing that's going on down south below New Mexico and Texas. He hates that place, bro. He hates anything down in Mexico and Latin America. Dog, he don't want the immigrants here. He don't want none of that shit. He said, fuck this. It's a fuck you assholes. It says that in his latest suggestion to redraw the map of the Western Hemisphere, Trump has repeatedly referred to Canada as the 51st state.
Why?
Determined that Denmark considers ceding Greenland.
And, he wants to buy Greenland, too. That was the other thing.
And called for Panama to return to the Panama Canal. I don't know why he wants. It says, why is Trump talking about renaming the Gulf of Mexico since his first run in the White House? Oh, he's been talking about this. Trump has repeatedly clashed with Mexico over a number of issues, including border security and the imposition of tariffs on I think this is just a play. I think it's just a continued punch to the Mexican people and that country because he doesn't like anything they're doing. So he's just like, why can't I remove it from my history? What the fuck? What? All right. And he's just being an asshole. That's all this is. To me, there's no need to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Like, why does it need to be the Gulf of America? What difference does it make?
It doesn't. It's just a
name. It's just a name. It's just a name. Who cares? He's just doing stuff. Donnie is just doing Donnie's just doing stuff, bro. Like, he's just fucking, I don't know, man. He's just doing stuff, man. Why can't I delete this? I don't understand. Anyway, in other news, you hear did you know that Meg Thee Stallion got a restraining order against Tory Lanez?
Is that new?
Yeah, fairly new.
Why? I'm surprised it already wasn't in play.
Well, he's in jail.
Okay.
So she feels like she needs more protection and
what? He's in jail and she asked for and got a restraining order?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for him or for his people?
Him.
It's for him. Okay, so is he getting ready to get out?
No. I love all the questions you're asking about this. So Tory Lanez is still in prison.
Okay.
And she wanted a restraining order.
Okay. Is he calling her?
I don't know. I don't think he has her number.
Why?
Because it's like,
what is going on? This is so much like another thing of wasted time.
She basically says that she's still traumatized and she still is traumatized from being shot and all this stuff.
Well, I could see that. I'm sure she has PTSD.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. But, you know, he's also in prison. Honestly, if it were me, I would.
How much time did he get?
10 years.
And how much will he do? 8?
Probably 6. Probably 5. Maybe 6.
How old is he? In his 30s?
He's got to be in his early 30s. He's young. Mm. He's young. But, yeah. Yeah, people are just saying it's overkill. And, she's using the system to her advantage.
And here's the thing. If it was just me, Miss Jane Doe, who went and did that, they wouldn't give me a restraining order.
You don't think so?
If the guy is in jail?
If you had a compelling case, like...
Hold on. If the guy's in jail?
Hold on. Let's
see. He's not coming out anytime soon. Because
she testified, and she spoke in court about, you know, gave a testimony about why she believes...
Is this like a...
Megan Thee Stallion gets a restraining order on Tory Lanez. Okay, let's see.
Is this going to set a precedent?
Megan Thee Stallion restraining order, their restraining order is extended. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe she already had a restraining order and because it says it was extended to 2030.
Oh, so we don't have to hear about this for another 6 years. Good.
Oh, no.
You said 2030.
Megan Thee Stallion has been granted a restraining order from imprisoned rapper Tory Lanez. Let's see. The order was granted after a hearing. Yeah, they had a hearing and everything. Wrote in an objection that to the restraining order request. That his client's incarceration means there is no longer any form of current or future threat to Megan, and there has been no direct contact between the two recently.
So why did they extend it?
A summary of Thursday's hearing said Bloom found that Megan's lawyers had met the burden of proof to extend a temporary restraining order until 2030.
And why make it temporary if it's going to be 6 years?
Megan obtained the temporary order in November after alleging Lanes, whose legal name, I don't need it, is using third parties to continue a harassment online. That's the basis of it.
Online?
Yeah. She said something. What the fuck?
What do you mean? Social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's overkill.
Does anybody care?
No, but it does seem like it's overkill.
I think it is. And what is she trying to be relevant?
No, she's relevant. She's one of the biggest rappers.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Game. Yeah, but why?
Because she can. I mean, silly. Fuck it.
Silly to me.
I don't think he's gonna get out in 20. I think he's gonna get out before his sentence is up.
Yeah, if he does good time. For good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will.
I think he'll be fine.
I mean, was it a 10 flat?
A 10 flat?
You don't know what that means?
No. Oh, 10, like, do the whole.
10 flat means you gotta do the whole 10.
Oh, no. It wasn't a 10 flat. It wasn't 10 flat. And on top of that, I'm pretty sure he'll be deported when he gets out.
That's too bad.
I'm actually not sure.
He probably will.
He probably will, right? He'll probably be deported.
Why not just deport him then?
He got to do the crime. Same reason that other guy we just watched was from Germany.
Being deported is punishment? Huh? You don't think being deported is punishment?
That is for him, yes, yeah. Because tours he can't do. He can't make money out here.
Why not just deport him?
Because you did the crime. You got to do the time, buddy.
I think if it was me, I would just say, can we just deport him and call it a day?
Well, you're a sensible woman. You're a sensible woman. But then again, you didn't get shot.
And here's the thing.
You ain't get shot.
So here's the thing.
You ain't got no skin in the game, baby girl.
Hold up.
You ain't got it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold up. Think about how much it cost them to house him and do that all this. Let's say he did the whole 10 years. I want to say it's like $60,000 for a inmate. That's $600,000 that they could have saved in the system. And they could have sent his ass home.
You do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah, well.
Listen, man, she's scared for her life. And she needs protection. I'm kind of being jokey about this, but I do think that she definitely has PTSD from all that.
Oh, of course she does.
So, you know, and she
not
was
only that,
she was
but
the victim.
The trial
and it does seem overkill, but still. It's like just, you know, leave him alone or leave her alone. And honestly, if you want to think about it like that, Mom, if what she's saying is true, if she got a restraining order against him based off of online harassment that she's got, that should give his fans, any fans who are like gung-ho for Tory Lanez, because there are gung-ho Tory Lanez fans, to ease the fuck up and leave her alone for real. Because if they harass her enough, she can go back to court and say, see, he's still doing it.
But it's not him.
But she could probably use the court and be like, look what she's doing. Look what they're doing. She might be able to finagle that. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, y'all got to chill. Leave her alone. Like, it's over, man. It's over. Boy's in jail. She's free. Yeah, she lied about some stuff, but she didn't lie about the part getting shot. That's really the only part that matters. So.
Damn.
So hopefully homeboy, if he's still harassing her, he needs to stop. If it's true, he needs to stop. He's done enough. He's done enough.
Yeah.
You learned. You should be learning your lesson. You had the world in your hands. You were on top of the world, making money, being one of the biggest artists in the world. You just got your masters. Like, dog, fucking chill. Worry about getting out and what you're going to do when you get out.
With his life.
Yeah, man. Stop worrying about that shit. The dominoes fell how the dominoes fell. Just leave it alone. Let it go.
I say deport him. Save that money.
Oh, it's too late. Well, we'll see.
Not just him.
Her too?
No, I'm talking about people in general.
Yo, Bob.
Who don't have that, who eventually would be deported because of the crime. Oh. Just deport him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Just send him to the airport.
Like that one guy who killed that little girl and the Salvadorian fella. Just deport him.
He did his time?
No, he didn't do his time.
Sexually. They just deported him?
No, I think he's gonna do. He's gonna go and stand on trial.
Oh, yeah, deport his ass.
Listen. There's only one other thing on here, and then we can call it. But I didn't watch. I actually watched Squid Games. I didn't get a chance to watch Squid Games.
I didn't watch it either.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna try and watch it this week.
Okay.
But we did watch what? Go ahead.
I watched The Creator.
What's that?
Was it on Netflix?
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, with John David Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that. What is it, good?
I thought it was good.
I never watched it.
It got below a 7 in ratings, but I enjoyed it.
What was it about?
Oh, so hold on. It was about this guy.
That's what you should do.
Who created AI.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes. And there was a bomb that took out L.A.
Okay.
They believed it was done by the AI.
But it wasn't.
And so subsequently there were things that happened. It was good.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
I'll watch it. Next time, today or tomorrow, because I know you'll watch a movie. If you find a movie you really like, fucking throw it in the fucking thing.
Oh, y'all don't listen. I threw the thing about Whoopi Goldberg and the feet. Whoopi Goldberg has purchased a TV station just for women's sports.
Oh, you did put that in. I texted that thing and you didn't understand what I meant. So last week, we talked. Okay, this is going to have to be real brief. So last week, at the very end of the podcast.
Why does my shit have to be brief?
No, listen. Because that unfolded way differently than when it first came out. We were talking about the Skip Bayless thing. Remember?
Refresh me.
So Skip Bayless got a lawsuit and he paid $1.5 million for a girl.
Oh, okay.
And we talked about it. You said you would do it.
What, take the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But there was more to that. So basically, a lady who is a mediator on FS1 is also being sued. There's a bunch of people being sued.
Oh, a lady's being sued?
Yes.
For sexual harassment?
No, her name is Joy Taylor. And basically, the reason she's being sued is because she basically affected that lady's working status. So she basically felt like the girl Joy pushed her out. And the girl Joy ended up telling the hairstylist, because you know they were friendly, that the girl Joy was dating the dude, the head of content, some white dude. And Joy basically was like, yeah, I'm dating him. And then the hairstylist was like, yeah, you should probably leave him alone. And then the girl Joy goes, she's like, well, if they try to fire me, I'll just say he forced himself on me about the dude.
Oh,
and then
wow.
She was already in a relationship with somebody else who was on the show, a black dude. He used to be an athlete.
What the fuck does that have to do with Whoopi purchasing?
Because that was the joke. Because then she's going to get fired. I would say, because she's going to get fired off of FS1. She'll go to Whoopi Goldberg's thing.
Oh. Okay.
That was the joke, was but you didn't know about that.
No, I didn't know about that.
That was the joke.
Okay, got it.
It was funny.
Okay.
Well, all right.
But what I did see is that it's going to be international televising.
Well, hold
and
on.
Not,
let's pull it up.
Not,
You
not
put it
American,
in there,
but
you forgot.
But that's not a start. But it, that's a start.
You put it on there, yeah. But you forgot.
But that's a start.
Not now.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg has launched the first all-women's sports network. For the first time, female athletes, teams, leagues worldwide will have a dedicated platform celebrating their achievements with the kind of visibility often reserved for male-dominated sports. Launched in collaboration with international streaming company Jungo TV, the network is now available in the United States via Vizio Watch Free Plus. Well, that's specific. I guess everybody needs to get a Vizio TV. And will be also be available internationally. AWSN's unique programming spans an impressive range of sports covering international basketball, women's football, field hockey, and soccer. In 2021, we honor okay. Today is also a 69th birthday. Oh,
but it's major.
It's a freak year, baby. It's a freak.
Oh, 69,
Whoopi,
that's a freak
gushy.
Year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whoopi's gushy is crazy. I'm
so
sorry.
Are Capricorns freaky because their signs are like a 69?
Is she a Capricorn?
No, I said are Capricorns. She's 69.
Uh-huh.
We got that. But the Capricorn horoscope sign is like a 69.
Yeah.
So are they freaky too?
I don't know. I don't know anything about astrology.
I only know my own.
I don't know. I know what mine's is, but I don't know anything.
I know I'm compatible with Virgos and Sagittarius.
Was that Sagittarius? Was
yes.
That he was?
Yes. Uh-huh. And Sagittarius, I either love him or hate him.
No, you don't, because you probably don't even know somebody's birthdays, and you'd be like, oh, you're a Sagittarius? We get along real well.
I know a lot of Sagittariuses.
Okay. And are you cool with them?
Yeah, pretty much.
So what the fuck are you talking about, lady?
But I'm just saying.
You know that's all bullshit, right?
I mean,
right?
There are some
you
that
know
I,
astrology's all bullshit, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Only based on my own personal experience of being a Gemini.
Okay.
Do you think that I have two personalities? You could say it, because I do.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
One's an asshole, one's a dickhead.
Exactly.
Hey! No, I'm just playing. No, I don't
ring
think
the bell.
I don't think you have, I don't think you have two personalities.
But you've never seen me switch? Like, my...
Everybody has that.
Everybody doesn't. James doesn't have that.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I've got him like that. I've got him.
But not very often.
I can do it.
Not very often.
He's antsy.
Antsy?
He's antsy. I think he's antsy. Anyway. All right. Let's finish this up. There's something on here talking about. James put this together. It is so bad.
What is it?
Canada joins USA. That's never going to happen. But back to what we were saying. We were supposed to watch Squid Games. We didn't. It's only 7 episodes. It's only half a season, actually. So the rest
do
of
I have to watch the first season in
did
order?
You watch the first season?
No.
Then watch it. Watch the show.
Watch the whole thing.
It's a good show.
Okay.
But we did.
So let's wrap this up so I can get back to my TV.
Shut up. No. But we did end up. I heard that this was on Netflix, and I was like, "Oh, we should watch this." And it wasn't that long, so this is a nice little documentary. I don't know how you feel about this guy, gentleman, but he was prevalent in my childhood. Him and Maury. There's a documentary on Netflix.
I mean,
called
Jerry
Springer Fights Camera Action.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's only 2 episodes, and it's a short documentary.
But you know, my thing is always, it's entertainment. And then,
did you ever think that stuff was fake?
I never really thought about it one way or the other.
Really?
Because I can't say I ever really watched it a lot. I would have wanted to go on Maury if I was going to go on one of those shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, like I said, I didn't even hear about the murder or, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff I didn't know, but documentary dips into, it's only 2 hours, one episode each, an hour, and it delves into pretty much most things that I would want to have answered, like,
but think
how
about
they
it.
How they dealt with people coming on the show and how they riled them up and, like, just basically, they basically charged up the guests to come.
Nobody
out.
Nobody ever said that they were going to fix relationships and,
but they,
and think about it. I think it started in 2000. It ended in 2018. Think about all the shows that they had. And honestly, they only talked about a handful.
I mean,
I think, honestly, just TV. That guy was beating that lady even before they went to the Springer show.
Yeah, but he got away from her.
Or she and got he away was from also him. Drinking when he watched the show. So that puts another element. I don't know.
He probably felt embarrassed when he seen it on the TV.
Why?
Why else would he want to kill her?
Why would he be embarrassed if he's kissing two women, if he has two women?
He doesn't have two women. He, one, clearly left her alone. I felt bad for the son. I definitely felt bad for the son.
Well, I mean, he definitely used the first wife because he slept with her. But
yeah.
But nobody who, I mean, you don't think he got his rocks off? Like, come on.
We're jumping all over. You got to explain what's happening. So basically, they go through the history of the show and pivotal moments, and one of the pivotal moments in the 2000, it was a regular love triangle, and they went on the show, and it ended up being a murder afterwards. They left on the show, and it was a discussion about, like, how they just, people that come on the show and how they have real emotions, and they just, after all that madness that goes on that show, these people just go on with their lives, and they have nothing to really fix whatever problems they have. And they said on the show purposely, yo, we're going to give you a platform to come on, tell your story, get it all out, and then you go home, and we're not here to help you. But I don't think they, my thing is that they never disclosed that to people, Mom. They were more than welcome to have people on and then just say fuck off after they do their spot on whatever segment they do. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Hello.
What's that smell? Oh, you can't smell because.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. So what did you think about it, dog? What are you do? What the fuck is going on? What are all these bands? What are these things you pulled out your pocket? What is all this? Why do you have so many bands?
They're for
Apple
Watch.
Why do you have them all in your pocket?
Because I'm going to get rid of them. I don't use them.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, to me, it's entertainment. I thought they made.
You don't think they had no responsibility in that murder?
Not really.
Really?
I don't.
What'd you think about all the wild shit? What'd you think about them surpassing Oprah for a time? That's crazy. I didn't know that. I didn't know that's how fire the show was at one point.
Because this
she
is,
was so
this
mad.
Is what
was,
people like.
She was so mad.
This is what people like. Her that's why the internet is popping. Because all the drama.
Did you like it?
What?
The documentary.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was only, I don't know, it was only two episodes, like,
but
was there really to talk about?
There's plenty to talk about, like, how would you describe Jerry? Because when all that stuff was going on,
he seemed very cool, calm, and collective. And sometimes, you know what, I always say that a lot of times, people from the top don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I honestly, if I will shoot him a little bit, Bill. I do think he whether or not, well, he said it, but I do believe him when he says he didn't remember them as guests, because he probably goes through,
I mean, it was only a couple months, though.
But he probably sees so many people, and probably that episode wasn't even memorable because they didn't even fight. She just got up and walked out.
Right.
So how memorable was it of them to remember compared to some of the other things that probably happened on the show, like with the fights and shit?
Yeah.
It's a good documentary. I think it's good. It's a nice little two banger.
I would have liked to have known a little bit more about the daughter.
Like, well, I think he kept her. That was his baby. And if she had disabilities, I think he wanted to keep her far away from any of the shit he was doing.
But I mean, she wrote a letter
that was
in
later,
support
though.
Of her father. Yeah, like, I don't know.
That was later though. So,
I mean, I don't know.
It's just entertainment to you, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, Oprah didn't seem to think so. She was hating. She was hating. But it's weird, man.
I mean,
he did that show for so long, and he was saying, you see what he said at the end. He was like, "I'm. This is one of the worst shows on television, and I fucked up the culture, and this, that, and the third." I don't think he fucked.
Do you think he really meant that?
I think he really meant that. He said it multiple times, but even while he was doing the show, that he's like, oh, I wouldn't want to live in a country that liked this show either. Like, he said that.
But this is what people like.
Does it make it right,
is.
Though?
It doesn't make it right, but it is.
That dude bringing that donkey on was fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And then the incest
story.
And
just the fact, well, that one, yeah.
That's it.
But think about it. Those are the only three stories that they could pull up.
But I don't think it's about the stories. I think those stories were the turning points, and that gave you good recollection of when the turning point was. Like the first, no, because they talked about the Ku Klux Klan shit. That was when that's when the first fight ever happened. The first fight on the show. And that was it. That was Ku Klux Klan against some Jews. That wasn't even against black people. Like, that was like, yeah, they picked those episodes because those were the biggest turning point, the most significant in the production of the show. That's not to say that some of the episodes or the stories that the people had weren't memorable. Those are just the ones that were the biggest at the time for the show. What impacted the show? And they said the one with the horse was the one that put them over. Like, they said they aired that in New York, and they said they banned it. And then everybody wanted to know what the fuck was going on the show. But it worked. It worked. That episode didn't air across the nation. It only aired in New York, and then they spanned it. And then more people wanted to see what the fuck was going on in the Jerry Springer show. It worked. It worked.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And you know what I think when they have shows like this? They don't.
There'll never be another Jerry Springer show.
No, but they don't even think about, okay, we're going to show this. We're going to air this about the man marrying the horse. And then what are going to be the ramifications from it? All they think about is
bestiality.
Airing the show.
Yeah, bestiality. I don't think about
they bestiality. Probably didn't think it would get banned.
Mom, he tongued that horse.
I know he did.
That was fucking disgusting. Ugh.
Yeah.
Being in love with a horse is nasty, man. That's crazy.
Well, you could be in love with a horse. It's that.
The intimate part.
The intimate part, yeah. Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
Sugarfoot. Sugarfoot. What was the deer's name? What was his name? What was his name?
What,
the horse?
Oh, I don't know. Mm-mm. I didn't remember.
Sugarfoot?
Yeah, you could see all the people making faces in the audience.
Shit was fucking, it was a freak show.
Yeah.
And then after that, after like 2008, that's when it fell off. And then they had it running for, they had a nice run. They had a really nice run.
So 2018 is that when it ended?
Yeah. I mean, they've been probably showing reruns.
So that's 18 years. And I think it started in 98.
I think it started in 93.
Did it start in 90? 25 years. 20 years.
That's a good run.
Yeah, it's a damn good run.
Hold on. When did the Jerry Springer Show start? 91.
According to Wikipedia,
oh, wow.
He was best known for hosting the controversial tabloid talk show Jerry Springer.
91. I knew it was wrong.
91.
2011.
So 27 years, 28 years.
That's a good
That's beyond a good run.
Yeah. I'm surprised he was only worth $60 million. I mean, he probably had more. But who knows? Anyway,
but think about it. He had a contract for $30 million 20 years ago. I mean, $30 million now as opposed to $30 million 20 years ago.
That'd probably be like 45.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Well, I think we covered everything. Hopefully next week is better in terms of weather.
So we really need to do it early because James has to work.
Yeah.
I'll probably be going back to work on Sundays.
If we could do it Saturday, like morning, that would be awesome. We could just get it over with. Get it the fuck over with. It's over with. 2 hours, knock it out, banger. How's that?
Oop, McDonald's has an E. coli breakout.
All right, come on, man. You talking about some shit. Who the fuck? You shouldn't be eating that. You ain't.
I haven't had McDonald's.
Oh,
all
right. Good.
I don't even eat out.
All right. That's a lie.
When's the last time you seen me?
I ain't seen you out, girl.
Mm-mm.
Listen. Mm-mm. Bye, baby. Listen. Everybody, thank you for listening to Waterbug Boulevard. It's been a very tumultuous. Is that how you say it?
Tumultuous.
There you go. Week. We pray for everybody in California who's lost their homes. Seriously. That is horrible. Yeah. Wouldn't wish that on anybody, especially during this time of the year, winter. I hope everybody finds a way to get back on their feet. And rest in peace to anybody who lost their lives out there. Thank you. I'm Aaron. This is Cindy. See you later. Bye-bye.